From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. Thousands of unemployed auto workers in Northern California believe they may have a future building electric cars. Their hopes center around a new deal between the giant car maker Toyota and the far smaller electric car company Tesla Motors. Central to that deal, bringing new life to a closed Toyota plant. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports from the Bay Area city of Fremont.
For 25 years, Toyota ran a unique joint venture with General Motors called New United Motor Manufacturing, Inc., or NUMMI for short. That partnership ended when GM went bankrupt, and in April, Toyota shuttered the plant in Fremont, leaving about 4,700 workers jobless and looking for a miracle. Now some of them think they have found it.
Alle, alle, alle.
This week, a small group of religious, community, and labor leaders praised the news of the Toyota-Tesla partnership. This is the Reverend Carol Bean.
And as we ask Toyota to encourage and invest in these workers once again, we give thanks and celebration for what has been. And in this anxious time, we pray for what will be, that all 4,700 workers will come back to work.
The news came from Toyota's president, Akio Toyoda, who promised to invest $50 million in Tesla. The fledgling electric car maker will, in turn, buy the old NUMMI plant, a facility where Toyota himself had once worked.
I'm extremely happy that the DNA of car making that the NUMMI team developed over 25 years of production there will live on in an industry for the future.
The impetus for the partnership came about 6 weeks ago when Toyota visited Tesla CEO Elon Musk at his home in Southern California. The two men hit it off, especially after they went for a test drive in a two-seat Tesla Roadster with Toyota at the wheel.
Not only was I impressed by Tesla technology, but I also felt their energy. Simply put, I felt the wind of the future.
Toyota and Tesla will collaborate on an electric car, and at the same time, Tesla will use the NUMMI plant to build its new electric family-size sedan called the Model S, says CEO Elon Musk.
And Model S is initially only about a 20,000 vehicle production, so we're going to be occupying a little corner, but there's a lot of room for growth, and long-term we certainly intend to use the full capacity of NUMMI.
Car industry experts say the deal gives Tesla a huge lead in mass-producing an electric car. And for $50 million, Toyota gets access to Tesla's powertrain technology. But Toyota may get something more, some goodwill from the public when it really needs it, says Jeremy Anwill, the CEO of Edmunds.com.
I think they really score a lot of political points by keeping that plant going. They may not say that, but my suspicion is that's their driving motivation, and I think that's a very smart move.
UC Berkeley labor expert Harley Shaken says there's tremendous potential for Toyota at a time when it's fallen behind Nissan and Chevrolet in the electric car market.
In the Fremont plant, the old Corolla line, which works so well, is still there. That would mean a rapid transition is possible to building an electric Corolla or even a hybrid Corolla in Fremont. That could be a game changer for the industry and certainly for jobs.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk says he plans to start production of the Model S within 2 years and hire up to 1,000 workers in Fremont. And he said he wouldn't encourage or oppose the workers organizing a union. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, Fremont, California.